praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercy. We thank you for how you have helped us, blessed us, protected us. We thank you, Lord, for how you have defended us. Thank you for how you have provided for us. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs you have performed in our lives. Thank you for your interventions we have received. Thank you for fighting our battles and for giving us victories. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for controlling the situations and activities in our lives to align with your will and purposes. Thank you, Lord, for your strength that is within us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for joy that fills our hearts. Thank you for peace that fills our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for how you have made it so difficult for the enemy and for the agents of hell to successfully overcome us. Thank you, because when they came like a flood, you lifted up your standard against them and they failed. They fell. They were defeated. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the ministry of your Holy Spirit in us. Thank you for how you lead us by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for how you guide us, speak to us by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your light that is shining in our lives, exposing secrets of darkness and leading us through righteous paths. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your truths you keep showing us. As you have said in your word, that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. Thank you, because you have always been showing us your truths. You have always been teaching us your truths. And we acknowledge that they are infallible. Your truths are infallible. They are true and they are faithful, and we can believe your truths. We can trust in your word of truth. Thank you for showing your truths to us, and by dwelling in your truths, we have freedom. By following your truths and obeying them, we have victories. Thank you, Jesus. We ask, O God, that you visit us as we pray tonight. More than you have done before, more than we have seen you help us before. O Lord, visit us and help us today, tonight, as we pray. In the name of Jesus, let your mighty hand touch everyone that will be connecting to this prayer meeting. From wherever place they will be connecting from, Lord, let your spirit move from this altar to where everyone is. Let every life be blessed. Let every life be touched. And let every life be transformed by your mighty hand. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I strongly believe that you will not seek the Lord in vain. The Lord is able to help you. You just need to believe and trust Him. He is able to manifest Himself to you. You just need to believe and trust Him. So we are going to take some worship songs before we go into the prayers. Oh Lord, my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, considered all the works thy hands hath made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee how great thou art, how great thou art, O Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. O Lord, my God, while I am in awesome wonder, considered whole the works thy hands hath made. I see the stars, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Oh Lord, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. How great thou art. Holy, are you Lord? All creation call you God. All thee is your name. We worship your majesty, awesome God, awesome God. How great thou art. You are God, you are God, mighty higher miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow and worship you. Holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy are you, Lord? All creation call you God. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty, awesome God, awesome God. How great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow and worship you. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began, above all kingdoms, above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth, above all wealth and treasures of the earth. There's no way to measure what you were. Lord Jesus, crucified, led behind the stone, you lived to die, rejected and the Lord like a rose, trampled on the ground. You took the fall and talked of me humble. There is power, power. Wonder walking power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power. Wonder walking power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power. There is power. Power. Wonder walking power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. Power, wonder walking power in the precious blood of the Lamb, the Lamb of God. There is power, power, wonder walking power in the blood of Jesus. Of the Lamb, wonder walking power. There is power, power, wonder walking power in the precious blood of the Lamb. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. He conquered the grave. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Do you believe he's the Lord? He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. He conquered death. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He's mighty. He's mighty to save forever. Forever. Author of salvation. He rose. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave, Savior, Savior. He can move the mountains. The Lord is mighty to save. Do you believe? He is mighty to save forever, forever. Author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shout it louder. Let the whole earth sing. We're singing for the glory of the great high priest. Shout it louder. Shout it louder. Let the whole world sing. We are singing for the glory of the great high priest. Shout it louder. Shout it louder. Let the whole earth sing. We are singing for the glory of the great high priest. Savior, Savior, He can move the mountains. The Lord is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Do you believe? Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Jesus will lift up your name. 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 We lift you up, Jesus, we lift up your name. Far above principalities and powers, Jesus, we lift up your name. We lift up your name, Jesus, we lift up your name. Your name is mighty, Jesus, we lift up your name. Your name is powerful, Jesus, we lift up your name. Your name is great, Jesus, we lift up your name. I wanna sing of your love. I wanna sing of your love. I wanna sing of your mercy. I wanna sing of your mercy. I wanna tell the whole world. I wanna tell the whole world of the greatness of you. Of the greatness of you. So I'll sing of your Lord. I'll sing of your Lord. And I'll sing of your mercy. I'll sing of your mercy. And I'll tell the whole world. I'll tell the whole world of the greatness of you, Lord. Jesus, we lift up your name. Oh, Lord, Jesus, we lift up your name. We lift you up, Savior. Jesus, we lift up your name. Far above the heavens and earth, Jesus, we lift up your name. Begin to lift up his name. We lift up your name, O Lord. Jesus, we lift up your name. Because your name is powerful, Jesus, we lift up your name. Your name is glorious, Jesus, we lift up your name. Thank you, Lord. Your name is victorious, Jesus, we lift up your name. You are so mighty, Jesus, we lift up your name. We lift you up, Lord Jesus, forever. Jesus, we lift up your name. Hallelujah. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. Yes, Lord, we praise your name, Jehovah, we praise you, Jehovah, we praise you, Jehovah, we praise you. El Shaddai, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Yes, Lord, we praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you, we praise your name, we praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Elohim, that is your name. You are covenant keeping God. Lion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. All power belongs to you. You are covenant keeping God. Thank you, Lord. God of Israel, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You speak and it comes to pass, for you are covenant keeping God. You are so faithful, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Alleluia. We sing hallelujah. Alleluia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the great I am. Hallelujah. You are the mighty man in battles. Hallelujah. 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 You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth. Thank you, Lord. Let the Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Oh, we bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow. We bow before your throne. We worship. We bow before your throne. Yes, Lord. You are the glorious God. How great. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, all the earth will see how great is our God, how great you are. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great. Thank you, Lord. How great is our God. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious. You are glorious. Yes, Lord. So glorious in your ways. Jesus, you are glorious. You are glorious. Oh Lord, so glorious in your ways. Father, you are glorious. You are glorious, yes, Lord. So glorious in your ways. Sing Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh. Sing Yahweh, praise Yahweh, praise Him. You are glorious, oh, so glorious in your ways. Praise Him with the whole of your heart. You are glorious. glorious hid your ways. You are glorious. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Exalt Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. What can we do without Him? What can we be without Him? Praise Him. He is the Almighty God. Without Him, we can do nothing. He is the strength by which we live, the strength by which we overcome battles. He is the strength by which we conquer darkness. He is the strength by which we conquer sin. He is the strength by which we conquer temptations. Jesus, we worship You. Jesus, we worship You. You are the strength that gives us victories. You are the power by which we win battles. You are the grace that upholds us. You are the strength that sustains us. Jesus, we worship You. Jesus, we worship You. What can you do without Him? What can you be without Him? What can you achieve without Him? If you know you can't achieve anything without Him, worship Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Worship Him. Praise Him. Jesus, we praise You. You are the light that shines in darkness. And darkness cannot even see. Darkness cannot even understand it. Thank You for who You are, Lord Jesus. We praise You for who You are. We praise You for who You are. Lion of the tribe of Judah, we praise You. Rock of Israel, we praise You. Our helper, our healer, our savior, our provider, our restorer, our defender, we praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We can trust in You, for You are faithful. We can depend on You, for You are faithful. We can believe in You, for You cannot fail. Jesus, we worship You. Jesus, we worship You. Jesus, we worship You. Jesus, we worship You. Thank You for everything You have done. Thank You, Jesus. You conquered death for us. You conquered sin for us. You conquered diseases, sicknesses for us. You conquered principalities and powers for us. You conquered the grave for us. You conquered darkness for us. Jesus, we worship You. You conquered the flesh for us. And by trusting in You, we can conquer them all. We can conquer sin. We can conquer the grave. We can conquer Satan. We can conquer sicknesses by trusting in You, because You have conquered them for us. Jesus, we worship You. Jesus, we worship You. Jesus, we worship You. You have given us everything. There is nothing You have not given us. Nothing You have not given us. We worship You, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, thank you for always being there for me. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, thank you for always being there for me. Thank you for always being there for me. Thank you for always providing for me. Even before I need those things, you have provided good things for me even before I begin to need them. Thank you for your faithfulness in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Lord, thank you, for you are always there for me. Thank you, Jesus, for you are always there for me. Before I need things, you have already provided. Before I need things, your hands have already provided them. Thank you, Jesus, for always being there for me. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You are there to keep me. You are there to strengthen me. You're always there to provide for me. You're always there to support me. You're always there to save me, to rescue me, to secure my life. You are always there to heal me. You are always there to deliver me. Thank you, Jesus, for always being there for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are always there. You are always there. You are always there for me. You are always there for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness in my body. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness in my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness in my spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness in my career, in my ministry, in my calling, in my home, in my marriage. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. I believe you're thanking him like that. Thank you, Jesus, for you are always there. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reverse every work of the enemy going on in my life to cause shame in my life. Lord, reverse them now. Reverse them now. Reverse them now. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, reverse every work of the enemy going on in my life to cause shame, to cause me shame, to bring shame on my life, to bring disgrace on my life, to bring reproach on my life. Lord, reverse them now. Reverse them now. In the name of Jesus. Neshigehande tarigaladia. Henishia susia gabashidala. Natasha susia de ta. Mashende gediha krishidia. Lord Jesus, reverse them now. I believe you're praying like that. Reverse them. reverse them. Every work of darkness, work of the devil, work of the enemy going on in my life to cause shame, to cause dishonor, to cause disgrace, Lord, reverse them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, reverse them now. Reverse them now. Reverse them now. Reverse them now. Bashan de Katea Harania Shilia, Hesuzia Shine de Gedegria, reverse them. I believe you're praying like that. Reverse them. Every work of the enemy going on in my days, going on in my environment, going on in my life, going on against me, going on in the realms of witchcraft, every work of darkness going on to cause shame in my life. Oh Lord, reverse them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reveal your works in my life. Reveal your works in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, reveal your works in my life. Reveal your works in my life. In my body, reveal your works. In my soul, reveal your works. In my spirit, reveal your works. In the name of Jesus. Reveal means manifest. Manifest your works. Reveal your works in me. Reveal your works in me. Reveal your works in me. When God reveals his works, that is when you will say that you have a testimony. That is when you will have a testimony. When God reveals his work, that is when you have just experienced a miracle, when he reveals his works. Say, Lord, reveal your works in me. Mahashien dia kihadi devalala. Reveal your works in me. Reveal your works in me. Reveal your works in my life. Reveal your works in me. Reveal your works in my life. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, reveal your works in my life. Reveal your works in my life. Reveal your works in my life. Thank you, Lord. Reveal your works in my situations. Reveal your works in my career, in my calling, in my destiny. Reveal your works. Geharami jiate teragala. Hide deki kibigalashinana. Reveal your works, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Reveal your works. 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 In my eyes, reveal your works. In my spirit, reveal your works. In my soul, reveal your works. In every part of my body, reveal your works. Reveal your works, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Reveal your works in my life. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. When God reveals his works in your life, then his name will be praised in your life. For when the people see his works in your life, they will praise him. They will glorify him. So God reveals his works to make people praise him. He reveals his works for the praise of his name. So you are going to pray. The whole world is going to praise God in your life. The whole world will praise God through your life. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, reveal your mighty works in my life. Such that your name will be praised through my life. Say, Father, reveal your mighty works in my life, such that your name will be praised through my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. People need to see God's works in you and begin to praise the God you are serving. They begin to mention your name, that praise be the God of your name. I mean, they begin to say, praise be your God. Yeah, maybe your name is Peter. They begin to say, praise be the God that Peter is serving. Yeah, maybe your name is Esther. People begin to say, praise be unto the God that Esther is serving. Talk to God. Say, Lord, reveal your mighty works in me. Reveal your mighty works in my life. To the extent that the world begins to praise you through those works. To the extent that the whole world begins to praise you as they see your mighty works in my life. Reveal your mighty works. Reveal your mighty works. Reveal your mighty works. You did it in the life of Daniel. And the whole of Babylon were commanded by the king to praise and honor the God of Daniel. You did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh Lord, reveal your works in my life, that the whole world begin to sing the praises of your name as they see those works in my life. As they hear of those works in my life. Oh God, reveal your mighty works. I don't know if you are desperate about this prayer. Say, Lord, reveal your mighty works. 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 Midia kedishi sorashta. Reveal your mighty works, Jesus, to the extent that the whole world begin to praise your name through my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. when you read in the Bible, words like God of Elijah, when you read in the Bible, words like God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Yeah. It is because God revealed his mighty works in the lives of those people. Yeah. That was why they began to, you know, they began to praise God through their names. They began to praise God through their names. Yeah, like Elisha stood before River Jordan, and then he carried the mantle of Elijah and struck the waters. He said, "Where is the God of Elijah?" Yeah. And immediately the God of Elijah showed up. So it was not about it wasn't about Elijah, but it was about the fact that God revealed his mighty works in the life and calling of Elijah. Yeah, that was the point. The point is not that Elijah is one special person. Elijah is just like you and I. Yeah, but what makes the difference is that he found mercy with God. He found grace with God, to the point that God began to reveal his mighty works in him and through him. Yeah. And we have the name, the God of Elijah. So the same thing, we can also have the name of the God of you, whatever your name is. Yeah. People can say the God of you. Why? Because in your life and through your life, heaven and God reveal mighty works. So you are going to pray. I believe there are mighty works God wants to reveal in your life in this season, at this time, that will make even your enemies praise your God. Yeah, so you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Father, let me find mercy with you. Let me find favor in your sight. Let me find mercy in your sight." That you may reveal your mighty works in my life. See, Father, may I find mercy in your sight. May I find favor in your sight. May I find grace in your sight, so that you may reveal in me your mighty works for the praise of your name. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Oh God of Israel, may I find mercy in your sight. May I find mercy in your sight. May I find grace in your sight. May I find favor in your sight, that you may reveal in my life your mighty works, your mighty works, in the name of Jesus. The mercy David found in your sight, Lord, may I find such mercy. The mercy Abraham found in your sight, oh Lord, may I find such mercy. The mercy Elijah found in your sight, the mercy Daniel found in your sight, oh Lord, may I find such mercy, that you may reveal your mighty works in my life. Lord, may I find mercy in your sight. Lord, may I find mercy in your sight. Lord, may I find mercy in your sight. Lord, may I find mercy in your sight, that you may reveal your mighty works in my body. The Bible says that Abraham was old in age, and yet God strengthened his weak and dying body. Even Sarah, her body was strengthened that she may conceive. That is mercy. That is mercy. The Lord, may I find mercy in your sight, that you may do impossible things in my life, that you may do impossible things in my body, that you may do impossible things through my life and calling and ministry. Oh Lord, may I find mercy in your sight. May I find mercy. May I find mercy. May I find mercy. As you showed mercy to the men of old, and you changed their lives, Lord, may I find mercy. Thank you, Father. May I find mercy, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. That you may reveal your mighty works in my life for the praise of your name. Not for the praise of my name, but for the praise of your name. Reveal your mighty works, that I may boast of you before the world. That I may boast of you before my enemies, as David boasted before Goliath. He boasted of your faithfulness. He boasted of your grace and power. Lord, reveal your mighty works in me according to your mercies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there are some things that that is happening in your life, because God wants to reveal his mighty works through your life. There are some unpleasant things or negative things that are happening in your life because God wants to reveal his mighty works. So God intentionally allowed those things to happen. Yeah, God intentionally allowed those things to happen because he wants to reveal his mighty works. I don't know if you are getting the point. Yeah, he intentionally allowed those things to happen. There's an example in the scripture. Jesus was aware that Lazarus, his friend, was sick. And not only that, he was also aware that he was going to die of that sickness. And Jesus intentionally waited until Lazarus died. Yeah, I don't know if you are getting something from that passage in the Bible. Jesus intentionally waited until the situation got worse and got out of hand, you know, just as some of you will call it, that this situation has got out of hand, is now hopeless. Yeah, Jesus waited until the situation became an hopeless situation. Why? Because he wants to reveal his mighty works. I don't know if I'm getting the point. So maybe you should stop complaining about certain things that have happened to you or that is happening. Maybe they happened because God intentionally wanted it to happen like that. I don't know if you're getting the point. Maybe the things you are calling problems today, maybe they are there because God intentionally wanted them to be like that. He intentionally make sure that the problem is in your life and make sure that the problem is still there up to today. Let me say, are you shocked to hear that? Don't be shocked to hear me say that. Maybe the problems in your life that have been there for years, maybe God intentionally wants it to be there like that for years because he wants to reveal his mighty works. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, according to your great mercy, reveal your mighty works through the problems and limitations and negative situations that have persisted in my life for so long. Oh Lord, according to your great mercy, reveal your mighty works in them. Reveal your mighty works in them. In the name of Jesus. Reveal your mighty works. Thank you, Lord. Because once God reveals his mighty works in those problems, then the problems cease to exist. They disappear forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, according to your great mercy. Say, Father, according to your great mercy, reveal your mighty works. Reveal your mighty works in the situations, in the negative situations, limitations, problems, oppressions, captivities that have persisted in my life for years. Lord, reveal your mighty works now. Reveal your mighty works in them for the praise of your name. Reveal your mighty works in my captivities for the praise of your name. Reveal your mighty works in my sickness, in my disease, for the praise of your name. Father, according to your great mercy, reveal your mighty works in my sickness and disease. in my weakness, in my barrenness. Reveal your mighty works in my limitations. Reveal your mighty works in my stagnation. Reveal your mighty works, O God, for the praise of your name. In my poverty, reveal your mighty works. Thank you, Father. Reveal your mighty works for the praise of your name. For the praise of your name. For the praise of your name. In the problems and troubles and limitations and slavery that have persisted in my life for years, Lord, reveal your mighty works in them all for the praise of your name. You revealed your mighty works in the captivity of Joseph, and from the prison Joseph became a prime minister. Lord, reveal your mighty works in my captivity. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. There is another account in the scripture. Let's look at John chapter 9. John chapter 9. I'm going to read from verse 1, John chapter 9. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Yeah, they were asking, who sinned that this man was born with this condition? That he was born completely blind. The disciples were asking, is it the man or the parents? Jesus said, no one sinned. But this happened so that the works of God can be revealed in that man. And if you read further in that chapter, you will see how Jesus healed that man. You will see how Jesus eventually opened the eyes of that man. Yeah. So some people will say, if I hadn't been born by my parents, maybe my life would have been better than this. Some people will say, if I wasn't born into this family, if I wasn't born in this country, or if I wasn't born by these people, maybe my life would have been better than this. It's not about how you were born. It's not about where you were born. Everything about your life is happening so that the works of God can be made manifest in your life. Everything happened just for that purpose. So you're going to pray. Yeah, so you don't need to blame yourself. You don't need to blame your parents. You don't need to blame anybody. You don't need to blame your country. Yeah. You don't need to blame anyone. You need to acknowledge that everything is happening to you so that the works of God may be made manifest in you. Everything that have happened to you, they all have happened so that the works of God can be revealed in your life. So you're going to pray again. You're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, turn my captivity into great testimony. Turn my oppression, turn my failures into great testimony of your power. Turn my limitation, turn my darkness, turn my sickness and afflictions and infirmities into great testimony of your power. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Mijike harahasi jalala. Mejuropa de kashnana. Yaseshida negana. Turn my limitations, my sufferings, my troubles, turn my afflictions, turn them all into great testimonies of your power. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, turn my weaknesses, turn my darkness, turn my poverty, my pains, my sorrow, my slavery, my failures into great testimony of your power. In the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, turn my limitations, turn my darkness, turn my confusion into great testimony of your power. Right now in the name of Jesus. 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 Right now. Thank you, Father. Turn my captivity, my oppression, my afflictions, my limitations, my pains, sufferings, stagnation into great testimony of your power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, in the verse 1 of that chapter, John chapter 9, yeah, it says, and as Jesus passed by, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Yeah, Jesus happened to pass by. Yeah, which means if he, let's say, for instance, did not pass that in that place that blind man was, that man wouldn't have received the miracle. Yeah, Jesus happened to pass that place. Yeah, so even now, You need Jesus to walk through your life. Yeah, even now, just as Jesus passed by, and then the life of that man, the life of that blind man, did not remain the same again, because he got his miracle. Even the same way Jesus needs to pass by your life. He needs to pass by your life. He needs to walk through your life. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, pass through my life. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, pass through my life. Pass through my life and release miracles. Pass through my life and release miracles. Release miracles. Manifest miracles. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Dejuke hasusara shenegala. Mandike kishis hande shenegala. Jesus, pass through my life. Jesus, pass through my life. Jesus, pass through my life. Pass through my life. Release miracles. Release miracles. Release miracles for the praise of your name. Release miracles. Begin to pray like that. Say, Jesus Christ, pass through my life. Pass through the environment of my life. Pass through the environment of my calling. Pass through the environment of my destiny. Pass through the environment of my ministry. Pass through the environment of my marriage. Jesus, pass through my life. Jesus, pass through my life. Jesus, pass through my life. Release miracles. Release miracles. Perform miracles. Perform miracles. Perform miracles. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Say, Lord Jesus, pass through my spirit. Pass through my soul. Pass through my body. Release miracles. Nijije asuzia nijina tena dalala. Mandi kodijua. Hile suzishini tora. Lord Jesus, pass through my life now and release miracles in the name of Jesus. Pass through my finances, release miracles, release miracles. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Ron. Pass through my family. Release miracles. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the revelation of God's works also imply that God has been working. Yeah, I mean the manifestation of God's works also implies that God has been working before those works are revealed. God has been busy working Walking behind the sin. If I don't know if I can use that word, or maybe that's not the right word to use. God has already, or maybe I should say, God is already working in everything. Yeah, in your body, God is working there. In your soul, God is working there. In your spirit, God is working there. In your family, God is working there. In every area of your life, God is working. Yeah. God is working. So now, when we see miracles, yeah, we just have seen a work, a completed work of God. Yeah. A completed work of God. A finished work of God. Yeah. That is what we see when miracles happen. Yeah. We have just seen a finished work of God. So which means that a lot of works have been done before you now see it. A lot of works have been done in the realm of the spirit before you now see it appear in the physical. So the angels of God have been busy doing a lot of works before you now see physical miracles happen. So there are works that have been going on before you now see, or before we now see physical works or physical miracles. Yeah, or visible miracles. Yeah, a lot of works have been going on. So you're going to pray. And sometimes you need a revelation of what God is doing in your life. Remember that I said God is working in your life. You might not feel it, you might not see it, but God is working. God is working in everything. Yeah. So sometimes you need a revelation of what God is doing in your life, so that when you cooperate with what God is doing, when you connect with what God is doing, then you see miracles happen in your life. I don't know if you understand it now. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me revelations of everything you are doing in my life. Everything you are doing in my life, give me revelations of them that I may connect with what you are doing, that I may align with what you are doing, that I may cooperate with what you are doing for the manifestation of miracles. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Concerning your health, God is doing many things. Concerning your progress, your success, the fulfillment of your destiny, God is working. God is busy. Everyone is busy. His angels are busy. Say, oh God, give me revelations of what you are doing in my life. Continue to pray like that. Say, Lord, give me revelations of everything you are doing in my life, that I may connect with them, that I may align with them, that I may embrace them, that I may cooperate with them for the release of my miracles, for the manifestation of my miracles. Open my eyes, O God. Open my understanding, O God, to see and discern all that you are doing in me, all that you are doing in my spirit, soul, and body, all that you are doing in my life, calling, and destiny. Oh Lord, give me revelations of them. Give me revelations of them. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Give me revelations of all that you are doing in me. Give me revelations of what you are doing in me. I don't know if you're passionate about that prayer. Talk to God. Give me revelation. Give me revelation. Give me revelation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, in John chapter 5, verse 17. John chapter 5, verse 17. But Jesus answered them, "My Father walketh hitherto, and I walk." Yeah, he said, "My Father has been walking, and me too, I walk. And the work that I am doing is connected to what my Father is doing." Yeah, so my Father is doing part of the work, and then he's giving me my own part to do. So my Father does his part, I do my part, and that is why miracles happen. And then in verse 19, "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise." Verse 20 says, "For the Father loveth the Son, and sheweth him all things that he himself doeth, and he will shew him greater works than these, that ye may marvel." Yeah. Can you see that? Jesus said, his Father is walking, and then I am walking. And then he said, "I can do nothing of myself, but what I see the Father do." Yeah. So he said the Father loves him, and the Father is showing him everything that he is doing. Yeah, the Father is showing him everything he's doing. So he just follow the blueprint. He just follow the pattern. And he does those works, and then all the Jews, the next thing they see is miracles. The Father is doing the work, and the Father is showing Jesus that this is how I'm doing this thing. You can see the way I'm doing it, just as a builder, someone who is building a house, draw the plan of the house and begin to put the blocks and everything, at the spot those blocks need to be to be placed. Yeah, so God is walking, and God is showing Jesus, "See what I'm doing, see what I'm doing." And Jesus is just following the pattern, the blueprint, and as Jesus follows the pattern, the next thing that happens is what? Miracles. That's the next thing that happens. And everyone is surprised. The dead rise back to life. The lame walk. The blind see. The deaf hears. Yeah. All kinds of miracles. The demon possessed delivered. What was the secret? He was able to see what the Father is doing. And he was able to do exactly what the Father is doing. He was able to follow the pattern. and then miracles. So you can see how important it is that God show you what He is doing in your life. Can you see how important it is that you have revelation of what God is doing in your life, in your calling, in your ministry, in your destiny, so that as you follow what He's doing, you will not struggle, because miracles will just happen effortlessly. Breakthroughs will happen effortlessly. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Because I teach from experience. I know what I'm talking about. Miracles happen to you effortlessly. Breakthroughs effortlessly. You don't struggle. You just follow what the Father is doing. And that's all. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, show me the things you are doing in my life. The things you are doing in my calling. The things you are doing in my ministry, that I may walk in agreement with what you are doing, that I may walk in alignment with what you are doing, for the manifestation of miracles. Open your mouth and pray like that, for the manifestation of your glory. Say, Lord, show me what you are doing. God is doing a lot in your life. You are just blind that you cannot see them. The angels of the Lord are doing so much. Heaven is working tirelessly in your life. Say, Lord, show me now. Show me now. In the name of Jesus, show me what you are doing. Show me what you are doing. Father, show me. Show me what you are doing in my life concerning my progress, concerning my breakthroughs, concerning my victories, concerning my calling, the fulfillment of my calling and destiny. Oh Lord, show me what you are doing. Show me what you are doing, that I may walk in agreement with what you are doing. As you show what you are doing to Jesus, Lord, show me the same. Show me the same. Show me what you are doing in my life. I want to do the same. I want to follow after what you are doing. I want to walk in agreement with what you are doing, so that your glory may be seen in my life, so that your miracles may be seen in my life. Lord, show me what you are doing in my life. Thank you, Lord. Show me what you are doing in my life. Show me what you are doing in my life. Show me what you are doing in my life. Thank you, Lord. Show me what you are doing in my life. God is doing something. God is doing something. And the problem God is having with Christians, the problem heaven is having with Christians, is the fact that we are always doing opposite of what God is doing. We are following another direction, different from the direction God is following. That is why we don't see miracles. Say, Lord, show me what you're doing, that I may walk in agreement with them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The problem with this generation is the fact that we don't like God's ways. Yeah, that is why some Christians will open their mouths and then they will say, I don't think I can trust God anymore. They will open their mouth and then they will say, I'm fed up. I don't think God is faithful. Yeah. And then they begin to doubt the faithfulness of God. And then they begin to feel like there is one hider somewhere that is faithful, that is more faithful than God. They begin to think that there is a system somewhere that they can trust more than God. It's because they hate God's ways. Yeah. If you don't walk in His ways, or maybe I should put it this way, if you don't love His ways, you cannot follow Him. Yeah, you can't follow Him. Yeah, because God will always walk in His ways. So if you don't love His ways, you will not follow Him. You will not follow His will. And He will not show you what He's doing. Can you see the connection? You hate God's ways. You hate God's principles. You hate God's standard. You hate God's pattern. Yeah, you don't like it. The pattern of obedience without questioning. You just obey God without questioning. The pattern of sacrifices. Yeah, you don't like all those patterns. Yeah. How do you expect that God will reveal His works in your life? If you dislike His ways. Yeah, that's the problem with our generation. We hate God's ways. And then we want miracles. But we hate God's ways. And then we want to receive God's miracles. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Yeah. It is in God's ways that you will see God's miracles. So when the ways of God is telling you, believe and trust God without having second option. Believe and trust God. And then you say, oh, it is difficult. I don't think I can believe God. I don't think I can trust God. So if you cannot embrace the way of faith, absolute faith and trust in God, then you cannot see the miracles. The ways of God tells you, live holy, be pure in heart, be holy, be disciplined, deny yourself, kill the passions of yourself, or the passions of sin in your flesh. And then you feel like, oh, I can't do that, that is difficult. How can I do that? I don't think I want to do that. And then you want to receive miracles. Forget about miracles. Yeah, so you're going to pray. The reason why you are not seeing the angels of God fight for you, defend you, is because you are not walking in the ways of God. Yeah. And you will continue to have problems and limitations as long as you still continue to hate God's ways. You will continue to have problems with your prayers getting answered. Yeah, as long as you hate to walk in God's ways. That's the truth. You will continue to have problems experiencing many miracles. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me love your ways. Make me love your ways. I want to be delighted. I want to be happy following your ways. And some Christians, they feel like God is forcing them to do what is right. If you feel like that, just stop doing it until you are happy doing it. Stop doing it because that kind of righteousness is not acceptable. When you feel like you are being forced to give, you are being forced to deny yourself, you are being forced to live a pure and holy life, then your righteousness is not pure. But when you are doing those things because you are happy doing it, that is the righteousness that is acceptable. So begin to say, Father, make me happy following your ways. Some people think they are doing God a favor by following God's ways. No, you are only doing yourself a favor. You are doing no one a favor. You are only doing yourself a favor by following God's ways. Say, Lord, make me happy following your ways. Make me follow you. Make me love your ways. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Make me love your standard. Make me love your standard. Make me love your instructions. Make me love your commandments. Make me love your word. Make me love to obey your word. Make me happy doing what is right in your sight. That I will not do your will out of compulsion, but out of willingness and joyfulness, that I may do your will with joy and happiness, that I may love to obey you. Lord, make me love your ways. In the name of Jesus, talk to God like that. Say, Father, make me love your ways. Make me love your ways. Make me delight in your ways. In the name of Jesus. Until you begin to love God's ways, your righteousness cannot be perfect before God. So Lord, make me love your ways. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I'll disconnect my life from everything I am doing that does not align with what you are doing in my life. You're going to say, Father, disconnect me from everything I am doing that does not agree with what you are doing in my life, that does not agree with what your angels are doing in my life. Oh, Lord, stop me from doing them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, separate me, O God. Separate me, O God. Separate me, O God, from everything I am doing that is contrary, that is against what you are doing in my life. Separate me from such things. Put an end to such things in my life. every attitude in my life. Thank you, Lord. Every attitude in my life, habits in my life, character in my life, lifestyle that is against what you are doing in my life, Lord, put them to an end now. In the name of Jesus. Because as in as much as you continue to do that attitude, the angels of the Lord that have been assigned to walk in your life, they will not be able to walk. In as much as you continue to do the attitude that is contrary to the ways of God, contrary to what God is doing in your life. So Lord, let such habit end. Let such attitude end. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Every attitude of self-centeredness, attitude of greed, every attitude of corruption, pollution, every attitude of sexual sins, sexual perversion, sexual immoralities, that is against what you are doing in my life, Lord, let them end now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray 6 more prayer points. Then we will round up the session. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I invoke the power in the blood of Jesus to destroy every covenant of Satan, of demons, of witchcraft, of darkness, in my life, preventing the manifestation of the works of God in my life. You're going to say, I invoke the power in the blood of Jesus to destroy covenants of darkness, covenants of Satan, principalities, powers, witchcraft, demons, stopping the manifestation of God's works in my life. Let the power in the blood of Jesus consume them now. Begin to pray like that. I invoke the power in the blood of Jesus to destroy covenants of darkness, stopping the manifestation of the works of God in me, stopping the manifestation of the works of God in my life, in my calling. Thank you, Lord. Let the power in the blood of Jesus waste them now. Let the power in the blood of Jesus consume them now. Let those covenants die. Let those covenants die. Let such covenants die. Let such covenants die. Let such covenants die. Gijia keralalalashisa. Mashinde gendrila hatuzidibala. Ancestral covenants of darkness. Bloodline covenants. Witchcraft covenants. marine spirits covenant, stopping the manifestation of God's works in my life, be destroyed by the blood of Jesus. Be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed by the power in the blood of Jesus. Ancestral covenants of darkness, witchcraft covenants of darkness, covenants of principalities and powers, covenants of demons, covenants of Satan, covenants of death, covenants of Hades, stopping the manifestation of God's works in me, stopping the manifestations of God's work in my career, calling, ministry, and destiny. Die by the blood of Jesus. Die right now by the power in the blood of Jesus. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. I believe you're praying like that. Be destroyed. Be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. I invoke the power in the blood of Jesus to destroy them now. I invoke the power in the blood of Jesus to destroy them now. I invoke the power in the blood of Jesus to destroy them now. Thank you, Father. Every covenant from hell, every covenant of hell, stopping the manifestation of the works of God in me, be destroyed by the power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, you need to understand that it is part of the works of God in your life to terminate the works of the devil. The manifestation of the works of God in your life means the end of the works of the enemy in your life, because light and darkness cannot share the same place. When light appears, darkness disappears. So you are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your works be magnified in my life such that the works of the enemy, the works that have been done by the enemy in my life, disappear forever. I'm going to say, Father, magnify your works in my life such that the works of the enemy in my life disappear forever. Magnify your works in my life such that everything the enemy have done and everything they are doing become completely dead, such that the works of the enemy become completely wasted. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, magnify your works in my life. Magnify your works in my life. So much that the works of the enemy become permanently destroyed in my life. Magnify your works in my life to the point that the works of darkness are completely uprooted and destroyed in my life in the name of Jesus. Magnify your works. Magnify your works. Magnify your works. Magnify your works. As the rod of Moses swallowed up all the serpents of the magicians of Pharaoh, as the rod of Moses became serpent and swallowed up all the serpents of the magicians of Pharaoh, Lord, let your works be magnified in my life. And let it end. Let it swallow up all the works of the enemy going on in my life. Let it swallow up all that the enemy has done. Let it swallow up all that the enemy is doing. Oh Lord, magnify your works in my life to terminate all the works of the enemy going on in my life, and the ones that have already been done, the works of the enemy that have already been finished and perfected in my life, let your works swallow them up forever. Let your works consume them forever. Do your works in my life. Magnify your works in my life. And let it terminate the works the enemy have done in my life and are doing in my life. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I mean, yeah, we have. Yeah. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah, the Bible says, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those that hate him flee, run before him. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, arise, O God, from within my life and scatter every thing that is against you. Consume everything that is against you. Consume everything that is against you. Arise from the midst of my life. Scatter your enemies. Scatter the forces of darkness that have surrounded my life. scatter the serpents and scorpions, scatter the demons, scatter them forever, scatter them forever. Raise up your right hand and begin to pray like that. Say, arise, O God, from the midst of my life, and let your enemies be scattered. Let your enemies be scattered. Everything that is against you, everyone that is against you, every situation that is against you, oh Lord, scatter them. Scatter them. Every altar that is against you, every power that is against you, sickness, disease in my life, walking in my life that are against you, Lord, scatter them now. Arise, O God. Arise, O God, from the midst of my life. Scatter your enemies. Scatter my enemies. Scatter your enemies. Scatter my enemies right now in the name of Jesus. Scatter them forever. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says, for our God is a consuming fire. Your God is a consuming fire. Your God is a consuming fire. Say, arise, O God, from the midst of my life as a consuming fire. Begin to consume everything that is against you. Everything that is against your will, everything that is against your plans, everything that is against your ways, arise and consume them. Thank you, Lord. Consume them. Consume them. Consume them. Consume them. Consume them. Consume them now. Scatter them forever. Consume them forever. Whatsoever is in my life, is in my environment, is in my calling, my career, my ministry, whatsoever is in my body, soul, and spirit that is not in agreement with your presence and your will, arise now from within my life and scatter them and consume them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, let the power of God manifest in me. Yeah. Let the power of God manifest in me. For the performance of the will of God. Let the power of God manifest in me for the performance of every will of God that pertains to my life and destiny. Let the power of God manifest in me now. In the name of Jesus. Let the power of God manifest in me. Oh, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let the power of God manifest in me. Let the power of God manifest in me for the performance of every will of God that pertains to my calling and destiny, that pertains to my life and career. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying like that. Say, power of God, manifest in me. Power of God, manifest in me. Enable me to do the will of God power of God manifest in me. Enable me to do the will of God. Enable me to do every will of God that pertains to my life, calling, and destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Manifest in me power of God. Manifest in me power of God for the performance of the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. For the performance of the will of God, I want to operate by the power of God. I want to pray by the power of God. I want to live by the power of God. I want to prophesy by the power of God. I want to be able to win battles by the power of God. Power of God manifest in me in the name of Jesus for the performance of every will of God that is required of me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I rise by the strength of the Lord. I shall no longer be limited. My life shall no longer be limited. You're going to say, I rise by the strength of the Lord. I rise by the strength of the Lord. I shall not be limited. In the name of Jesus. Pray like that. Say, I rise by the strength of the Lord. I move by the strength of the Lord. I break limitations by the strength of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. I rise by the strength of the Lord. I move by the strength of the Lord. And as I move, limitations are breaking. 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 Because I move by the strength of the Lord. Because I rise by the strength of the Lord, no more limitations on my life. I rise by the strength of the Lord. I move by the strength of the Lord. I rise by the strength of the Lord. I move by the strength of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Limitations are breaking. In my finances, limitations are breaking. In my health, limitations are breaking. In my career, in my calling, in my ministry, limitations are breaking. For I move by the strength of the Lord. I run with the strength of the Lord. I rise with the strength of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Limitations are no more. For I move by the strength of the Lord. Limitations are no more. For I move by the strength of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. And then the last prayer point. You're going to pray. Yeah. You need to know that there is a great need for the ministry of the Holy Spirit in your life. If you are going to see the works of God being revealed or manifested in your life, you are going to need the Holy Spirit. You are going to need to be able to pray by the Spirit, by the leading of the Spirit. Yeah, you have to be able to walk in the Spirit, move by the Spirit. So you are going to pray. You need the help of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was able to follow exactly what God is doing. Because Jesus said, my Father is walking and I am walking. And that is why miracles happen. Now Jesus was able to walk in alignment with what God is doing on earth and in his calling or in his ministry because of the Spirit of God on his life, the Spirit of God in his life. So you're going to pray. You need the Holy Spirit alone if you will see the works of God be revealed in your life. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me, lead me, guide me, minister to me, for the manifestation of God's works in my life. For the manifestation of God's works through my life. In the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Jishanaga hasashile da 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 da. Mihandeki harishti lak tujine malala. Raise up your right hand and say, Holy Spirit, fill me. Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, minister to me. Holy Spirit, control me. For the manifestations of God's works in my life. That the works of God may be revealed in me and through me. Holy Spirit, lead me. Holy Spirit, fill me. Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, minister to me. Control me. Thank you, Lord. So that the works of God, the wonders of God, the mighty acts of God, the miracles of God, the glory of God, might be revealed in my life. Holy Spirit, I need you. Holy Spirit, I need you. Except by the Holy Spirit, you cannot witness the glory of God. Except by the Holy Spirit, you cannot see the manifestations of the works of God. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, help me. Fill me. Help me. Guide me. Lead me. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, minister to me. Be real in my life. Speak to me. Manifest yourself to me. That I may see the works of God being revealed in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. Yeah, we're going to stop here as I pray for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we magnify you. Jesus, we adore you. Jesus, we glorify you. We honor you. We lift you up forever. Be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, we say thank you for everything you have done in the course of this prayer session. Thank you for mighty things you have revealed in our lives. Thank you for great things you will do for us. Because we know you will answer our prayers. Be praised forever. In Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that you reveal your mighty works in the life of everyone who have prayed on this session. Oh Lord, reveal your mighty works. I ask that you show everyone mercy. I ask that you show everyone mercy. Lord, I ask that you show everyone mercy and reveal your mighty works in the life and situations of everyone. Now, in the name of Jesus, I ask, oh God, that don't allow your people to seek you in vain. Lord, show everyone your faithfulness. In your life, I decree the faithfulness of God shall manifest. In the name of Jesus, I repeat, in your life, the faithfulness of God shall manifest in Jesus' name. You shall have testimonies of God's power. You shall see testimonies of God's power. You shall share testimonies of God's power, because God will reveal His mighty works in your life in Jesus' name. I pray for you that through your life, unbelievers shall come to believe the Lord. Through your life, unbelievers shall come to know the Lord. Through your life, unbelievers shall come to surrender their lives to Jesus. In the name of Jesus, for the whole world shall see the glory of God be revealed in your life, and they shall run to you to serve your God. In the name of Jesus. They shall come to you asking you to lead them to God, because they shall see the glory of God and the wonders of God being manifested in your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you shall no longer be defeated. The faithfulness of God in this ministry shall work in your life for victories. The grace of God in this ministry shall work in your life and give you victories. The covenant of God in this ministry shall work in your life and give you victories in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen.